Now this is a dictation for Marilyn, Marilyn Goodwin, Goodwin, January 540. Marilyn comes for follow-up, underline hemolytic anemia on prednisone, progressive memory issues, unsteadiness and multiple falls, however, naps in the last visit in September. Son Charles is taking care of her. Weight is stable at 182, says to be able to eat, no vomiting, dysphagia, no reported blood melena, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, minor edema, lower extremities, denied chest pain palpitation, no dyspnea, oxygen, no purulent arterial hemoptysis. Other review system is negative, medication list review. Blood pressure include HCTC, losartan, metoprolol, on diabetes treatment, metformin, cholesterol management, prednisone presently 4 milligrams for hemolytic anemia and prior ITP. Today, blood pressure 162 AD. On the left side, sitting position, standing, it dropped to 140 over 60. No respiratory distress, no Ruiz's consolidation, pleural effusion, bilateral carotid bruise, loud aortic systolic murmur, irregular rhythm, but prior EKG shows premature beats. There has been no documented AFib, no abdominal distension, tenderness, or masses. There is a bruise on both brachial arteries, but no gross enlargement of bulging area aneurysm, obesity of the abdomen, one plus peripheral edema, recent bone density, no osteoporosis. Next paragraph, anemia stable 10.2 with a normal white blood cell platelets and chronic elevation of MCV close to 101. No activity in the urine for blood or protein. Creatinine slowly has changed over time, 1.2 for a GFR of 43 with a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin, calcium, and phosphorus. She does have normal ejection fraction, does have mitral regurgitation, calcification of aortic valves, moderate stenosis, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, and moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic autoimmune hemolytic anemia remains on prednisone for lifetime. Next number, no evidence of osteoporosis. Next number, progressive dementia, probably vascular type. Next number, hypertension with postural blood pressure drops. Next number, multiple falls, unsteadiness. Next number, progressive renal failure, likely from hypertension. Next number, chronic immunosuppression, prednisone. Next number, diabetes, cholesterol, lung management. Next number, severe arthritis, bilateral knees. Next number, extensive arterial disease based on physical exam, carotid bruise, aortic stenosis, brachial bruise, and progressive renal failure. Continue present management, all issues discussed with the patient and son. Come back on the next 3-4 months.